Rich and Sons, this is Nick.
Hey Nick, this is Pete with Bank of Cardiff. I'm trying to get in touch here with John. Is he in right now?
He is. He is on the phone. He should be off in a second.
I can wait for him. Yeah, of
course. All right, thank you.
Thanks for holding. This is John. Can I help you?
Hey, John. It's Pete from Bank of Cardiff.
Oh, hi. How are you?
Good, good. Just wanted to touch base with you real quick here. So, just had a question on the, I think it was the auto break that we had done.
Yes.
What is the estimated shipping date on that, or did you send that out already? Or
no, I don't think I did. Well, I might have sent you an email on that. It's going to be shipping in December. I don't know what week yet. They're going to let me know.
Okay.
But we got your money, and we were able to forward that to the factory, which is good because it keeps it in the schedule.
Okay, perfect. So around December?
Yes.
Alrighty. And
the shear should ship in January.
Okay. Perfect, perfect.
And I think that's probably going to fund, what, next week or?
Not even. I'm going to get they're going to sign their documents and send them overnight today. I should get those on Thursday, and, you know, we're going to try and get it done before the end of the month, honestly.
Okay.
But, yeah, you guys might get paid on that Friday or Monday, you know, depending on if we can get the docs back from them on their end. But, yeah, everything's working out good then. So, December on the auto break, and then
January on the 12th with Shear, right.
Gotcha.
Gotcha.
All right.
Oh, hey, let me ask you. Well, I got you, Pete. We got a customer that was looking at one of our machines and then says he has to buy a crane, a sign company, another sign company, believe it or not. And he says he has to spend about $168,000, let's call it $170,000, for this crane. And our piece of equipment was going to be about $70,000. So that's about $240,000. Do you know what a monthly note on a 5-year lease would be in rough numbers? I know you got to get his credit and all that, but I told him yesterday when I saw him, I said, well, instead of just buying the crane and forgetting about this, I think if you're over $200,000, the interest rate is different than if you're spending $100,000. So if you've got an idea.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, just without interest, it's $4,000 a month. So let's just say, you know, it's just kind of tough to do.
Okay.
Let me just.
Somebody told me years ago what you could do is you could take the number, in this case $240,000, and you chop a zero or so off, and you double it. So in this case, it'd be like $4,800 a month, roughly.
Okay, I kind of like that estimation.
Do you know what I mean? And then you fine-tune it based on the individual's credit. But if he's got excellent credit, then great. But was that a decent number to go back with? And then I'll bring him one of your apps?
Yeah, honestly, like, you know, right around five a month.
Okay, five.
You know, in plus or minus, you know, $300. You know, you could be, if you're in the worst credit situation, paying up to, you know, if I'm... If you get hit with a higher APR, you know, at the end of the day, you might be paying close to like 30-40% on it. So,
gotcha.
If you're thinking, you know, 240, you know, on the high side, 40% would be, you know, basically the highest.
Okay.
And you know that comes out to 5,600. So I'm gonna say probably closer to that five range in some decent credit.
No problem, Pete. Okay. Good. Let me get an app because you sent me an app. I'll get that over to him, and we'll talk soon.
All right, perfect.
Hey, thanks a lot.
No problem, John. Thank you.
All right,
take care.
You.